Welcome to They Mostly Podcast at Night, Sawtober Episode 4, Saw 6, and Saw the Final Chapter.
The podcast comes full circle.
Dun, dun, dun. I just like saying that.
Except right? Not, because now we have another episode of Sawtober next week.
I know. The podcast did come full circle, and we'll talk about it. It was kind of perfect, and then we have
fucked it up.
Two more fucking movies. We have one more week of this.
God, do we really?
Yes, we do.
Maybe something bad will happen to us between now and then, and we won't have another week of this. Is that wrong?
That's wrong.
Damn it. Okay.
I don't want anything bad to happen to me just to get me out of Sawtober.
Okay, fine. What about me? You're okay with something bad happening to me, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
You're welcome.
I know you're there for me. Like, I was thinking about it. I was like, if you and I were caught in a trap and you had to guide me, this one had to guide his best friend, I'd die. I would not make it through that trap. Like, I'm aware of this.
You would die.
Hi, Jonesy.
Hi, Jones.
Interrupting cat goes what? Meow.
Yes, our audience member Jonesy came and visited us for a moment. Now she's wandered out of the room because the podcast has started and she says, I'm done with that.
I'm not getting paid for this shit. I'm not being here.
That's right. I'm
not paid enough for this crap.
Not paid.
So how you doing today, Chaos? Fourth episode and all.
Fourth episode. You know, I am fantastic, Carnage. How are you?
I'm good. Glad it's Friday.
Yep.
Glad it's Friday. Yep. Halloween's almost upon us.
Yes.
Are you dressing up this year?
I want to, but, nobody's going to get my costume.
Oh. So you're not dressing up as Billy the Puppet?
No, I'm not dressing up as Billy the Puppet. Are you dressing up as Billy the Puppet?
No, I was going to dress up as Dwight Schrute because I got his name badge. And that's just an easy costume for me. But then I was thinking maybe I can go to Halloween City. What is that place called?
Spirit Halloween.
Spirit Halloween. I should know this shit. I can go to Spirit Halloween and get a pig mask and a robe.
Oh.
And go as Pigman.
Oh my God. Okay, we should go to Spirit Halloween on Sunday after the shower.
Okay.
And then we can get costumes.
Okay.
Because I want to get a costume too.
Where would we wear these to? We're not having any parties this year.
We can have a mom movie watching party. I don't know. We can make our own party.
We are going to... No. Yes. Yeah, we could do that. That's true, because we're going to be doing the last two Saws on the day before Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
So we could have, a movie party.
Yeah.
I should take Halloween off.
Yeah. You should.
I mean, that is my religion's holiday, so I'm going to take it off. And I should get paid for it.
You should. Holiday.
That's my religious holiday. It's my fucking Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, I forgot about
that's my
water.
Fucking Christmas. You have a water right there.
I know. It's kind of old, though.
You're kind of old, though.
You know, water gets stale. I mean, I know that's everybody knows that, but I honestly didn't realize that water got stale.
You didn't know that?
No.
It's actually not called stale. There's an actual term for it. Stagnant.
Yes. It goes stagnant.
Yeah.
I never knew there was a difference. I never tasted it for the longest time. And then, as an adult one time, I was like, water goes stale. Oh, my God. Because I drank this water that was, 2 months old or something. And it tasted really gross.
Oh, God. There was probably, mold in the lid.
No, it wasn't that low. It was just a couple of days old, really. But I was just... But it was in a glass.
Oh.
And I left the glass out. And I was just like, oh, this glass, it's only a day old. It'll be fine. And I
what is wrong with you? You have cats. You can't leave a glass of water out for days and then drink after it. You know you're drinking after one of your cats more likely than not, right?
Oh, my God. Okay, so yesterday, I'm drinking Mango Madness or whatever, the Arizona Mango. Mucho Mango.
Okay.
I'm drinking Mucho Mango in a glass with ice. Jonesy is just like, oh, ice, and sticks her whole damn paw in my glass and starts playing with the ice.
And you still drank it, didn't you?
No, I did not. No.
You don't love your cat enough, then,
no,
apparently.
No, I did not. I did not drink it because I knew where her paws had been.
Yeah, you don't love your cat enough.
It's called the litter box. And I am not drinking the litter box.
Whatever.
Oh, but apparently you would. Is that what you're saying? You would drink after your cat did that?
Yes. Liam and I used to share glasses of water. We talked about this. Yes.
So gross.
I know. We were disgusting. We were disgusting tag team, him and I. Anyway.
To each their own.
I know, right? Yeah. What were you just talking about before this? Oh, you know air can go stale too, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just making sure. Well, you didn't know about water, so I'm just making sure you knew about air can go stale too.
I seriously, it was like less than 10 years ago that I learned that water goes stale.
Oh, okay. Well, you were acting like it was last week.
No. But I mean, I knew what stagnant water was, but I didn't really think like the next day the water in my glass would taste funny. I didn't realize that it did that. And I was just
from
like,
the oxidation.
Yeah.
I learned so much stuff. Okay. So this sounds stupid. I know. And my family makes fun of me for it.
I didn't know water went stale. Okay. So you can't sound more stupid than that.
No. My family makes fun of me going on TikTok.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, you're on TikTok. I'm like, but I learned things on TikTok. Like, there are things that I learned that I like never knew. Like, they have a whole section of today I learned on TikTok. And it's so much fascinating stuff. Like, I'm learning things. It's not just for dancing and songs. I'm just saying.
But what did you learn?
I don't remember now. But I'm sure there were things like one thing. Oh, no. One thing was like a lemon in your microwave with water makes it so much easier to clean. Like, all sorts of shit I've learned.
Huh.
Like, I've forgotten probably most of it.
I learned today that sharks predate trees.
Nice.
By, like, 50 million years.
Sweet.
Never knew that.
So, I feel like we should have a new rock, paper, scissors, shark. And I think shark would win all.
Shark would win everything.
Shark would win over rock?
Shark could eat the rock. Yeah. Shark, you know, like, especially if it was, like, a hammerhead or tiger shark, they eat anything.
Sweet. I want a tiger shark for a pet. I'm going to feed it my victims.
What was I watching? I watched a reel of this guy. He was making a pool for his pet alligator. Full fucking grown alligator. And it starts rushing him because he thinks it's food time. And he's like, Chompers, no! And I'm like...
You did not name your pet alligator Chompers.
Yes, he seriously did.
Wow. That's like naming a kitten Cute. Hey, Cute, come here.
Chompers.
Well, should we get into this?
Let's talk about Saw.
We have another double episode.
Yeah, another double episode for Sawtober. We're going to talk about Saw 6 and Saw the final chapter, and I couldn't be more excited to talk about these two movies.
Do you want to tell them who we are and what we do before we do?
Sure. We are the Mostly Podcast Tonight.
Mostly.
We are two best friends of 20 years who bicker and banter our way through a different movie each week. So you don't have to. We take turns picking the flicks. And most of the time it's because we have a desire to share them with you, our lovely audience, whom we love so much. But sometimes it's prevenge or revenge. This time it's not. I take all of Sawtober to kind of be a prevenge, but not really.
It's like, no.
Because you're getting revenge. For
I know.
Sawtober.
That's why I said fuck you, because I know about Velocipaster. So,
I know.
Asshole.
I have contamination too.
You know what? You can stick those both right up your ear.
I will, especially because you're gonna love contamination. It's Italian.
Shut up!
Oh, you're gonna love it so much. Anyway, we have hashtag friendship goals. Our friendship lives in the hashtag Marianas Trench of Hate, where we MMA style duke it out when we don't see eye to eye on movies, which is sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes.
True.
Mostly. and warnings for spoilers ahead and expletives ahead.
That is right. And we're going to start us off with Saw 6. It's done in 2009. It got an R rating, and it was an hour and 30 minutes long. Got a 6.0 on the IMDb scale. What about the tomato meter?
The tomato meter, so glad that you asked, is a green splotch at a 39%. Critics' consensus, it won't earn the franchise many new fans, but Saw 6 is a surprising step up for what has become an intricately grisly annual tradition. Audience score a little bit higher, 46%.
Wow, 46%. Do you want to do a cast list?
I would love to. Let's do the cast.
And as before, we talked about, we're not going to do repeats of the ones we've done before, so it's going to be a pretty quick list for the first one.
So Jigsaw was Tobin Bell. Hoffman, or Detective Hoffman, was Kostas Mandalore. Erickson was Mark Rolston. He was Detective Erickson. Is that right?
Yeah.
Was he a detective?
He was a cop.
He's a cop. Okay. He's
some kind of cop.
Jill was Betsy Russell. Agent Perez was Althea Carcanis.
Oh, he was an FBI agent. It was Agent Erickson.
Agent Erickson. That's okay. Right. Thank you.
Can't trust those FBI people.
Agent Hoffman. He was FBI too.
No, he was detective.
Oh, I thought he was FBI.
He was not FBI. He was a detective.
Dude, I spent this whole time thinking he was FBI.
He was CIA. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, shit. Now I'm really confused. Amanda was Shawnee Smith. We love her. And William was Peter Outerbridge.
He was in Silent Hill Revelation, Batwoman, and Lucky Number 11. And we have two honorable mentions this week. We have Tenedra Howard. She was actually the Scream Queen winner, and she was a survivor from, like, the cold opening kill. And then we also have Darius McCray as one of the Dog Pit. You'll remember him from Eddie Winslow on Family Matters, on those that are our age from TGI Friday.
Hell yes.
I was like, Eddie Winslow! Eddie Winslow's gonna die! That was great. I'm sorry, Eddie.
Sorry, Eddie.
Do you want a little summary?
I would love one of Carnage's famous 5-second summaries.
John decides to take healthcare reform into his own hands and things go awry.
He sure as shit does. And things go very awry.
I applaud him for his effort, though. I mean,
really, yeah. Like, they deserve it. They're bastards. Denying his cancer treatments.
Working in the insurance world, just saying, don't put me in a jigsaw thing if I deny your claim ever. Just gonna put that out there. I have no control over that shit.
I was gonna say, do you deny claims?
No.
I didn't think so.
No. But neither did I don't know. I'm scared. Because, like, even the secretary who does not deny the claim, she's just his secretary. And the file clerk, the secretary, the fucking janitor got taken. I mean, come on. Like, those people didn't deny his claim. I want no part. If you're out there and you're a serial killer and your claim gets denied, I have no part in it. I want it known right now. All I do is report the claims. I don't determine liability. Just gonna put that out there.
Yeah, and you know, when I had a job, my job was to make sure those claims got paid by the insurance companies, not the patient. So
your jigsaw. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes.
Kidding. Oh, let's get into this, shall we? And then we can get to the next one. So we start off with Simone and Eddie. And it's kind of like a Merchant of Venice thing, like a pound of flesh will get you out of this trap. The one who can cut off the most flesh can win. So Eddie starts chomping away at his stomach, whereas Simone, she hasn't taken anyone's shit. She just cuts off her whole arm.
She's just like, fuck this shit, and she takes a meat cleaver and chops her whole damn arm off.
Nice. So she obviously wins, and that's great for her. Until Detective Hoffman visits her in the hospital and just like pushes those buttons a little further. Did you learn from this? Dick, how did you not get caught yet? Did you learn from this?
Seriously.
Like, you have been a cold bastard from like movie two. How did no one catch on to that you were doing this shit? Just saying.
I know. That's like, okay, well, we have this one agent who's like really cold and unfeeling about everything. And he shot a vagrant like to death. For no good reason, after the vagrant had already surrendered his weapon and had his hands
in
the air.
That's our next movie, but okay.
Well, I'm just saying. Like, he's a bastard anyway, and nobody suspects him.
Do you remember him in She Spies? Okay, so I'm going to preface this with saying, She Spies is a show that Cass and I love. It's hysterical. You can't find it anywhere.
No, you can't.
I own the DVDs because I am that much of an asshole. And I loan them to Cass. And this is where we get our thing. It's a land. It's a very important land.
It's a stan.
It's a stan. That's
it's
what it's
a stan.
Fuck.
It's a very important stan.
Turkmenistan, Kazakh. It's a stan. It's a very important stan. So that's where we get some of our quotes from. But do you remember the episode where Costas Mandalore and his brother Lewis were one of the baddies?
No,
they were the brothers of Amy, who was in the cart. She was a inspirational little girl. Oh, fuck me. All right, fine. I have to find those DVDs again.
Yeah,
too.
You do. I need to see them again.
Okay. Go see She Spies, though. I'm going to pimp that right here. It's not horror. It's hysterical.
Yeah, but good luck finding it.
Yeah, well, I'll buy it. You know, I'm just saying. It's worth the buy. Not season two. Don't buy that. Just season one.
Just season one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's worth it.
Anyway, moving on. So Erickson comes back in. And guess who's alive? Agent Perez.
Agent Perez.
Been alive this whole time.
Get it. Yeah, you alive.
Well, Hoffman takes Strom's hand, which somehow made it through the meat press. Okay, I got to ask you this, too. Hmm. When Hoffman moves the walls back and Strom's body just kind of... Bleak, did you see, like, the things they were trying to be his intestines? It was, like, those plastic tubings that you see. Like, yeah. So fucking horrible. Come on, props team. Do better.
Do better. I know. At least we saw a lot of intestines in these two movies.
Yeah, we did. And those weren't the best. Those were the worst.
Yeah.
Anyway, luckily he got one of Strom's hands though, so he could plant prints everywhere. Okay. Every cop knows, first of all, you actually can't leave prints after the body's dead.
Yeah.
Doesn't work that way.
Doesn't work that way. Cause you don't have like the sweat on your fingertips with the oils and.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Yeah. Doesn't work.
Cops should know that first of all.
Yes.
FBI agents should know that.
Yes.
But they have this whole scientific-y explanation later that the epidurals didn't match the. They had different dead, you know, they already somehow that already proved scientifically that the hand was dead. No fingerprints would have been fucking left.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
And how would you know that the hand was dead?
I know.
Before. I mean, if you don't know that the hand can't leave fingerprints because the hand left fingerprints, how would you be able to tell that the hand was dead?
Science.
Did you know, speaking of fingerprints, that. Our fingerprints are so close to a koala's that computers can't even tell them apart.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to steal a koala.
And just like...
Frame it.
Yeah. They'll think it was a person, but they'll never be able to find the fingerprints. Oh, it's so good.
Anyway. But they also found a tape from the Seth Baxter. Okay. Clue number two to these morons. One of the first victims... It happened to be the murderer of one of this cold ass cop's sister.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, but it couldn't be him. Him.
No, it's Agent Strom, obviously. They
it's
buy into that.
Agent completely. Strom, who has no connection to your sister whatsoever, but yeah.
But they find one of the tape for processing, and they're going to process the voice. Oh, the walls are closing in. Much like they did on Strom.
Yes.
Just saying. Too soon?
No. That was funny.
Let's see here. No one cares. Jill is involved. Now that Jigsaw's gone, he wants her to be in charge. But Hoffman's like, no, I'm taking over. Mm. Well, she gives him 5 of the 6 envelopes. We later find out who the 6th one is. And the game is for William. He is the head of Umbrella Health, which I was hoping for like a Resident Evil tie-in, and I didn't get it when I saw that.
Umbrella Health, and they didn't do a Resident Evil tie-in.
Come on now.
All they had to say was drop a hint that they were developing the T-virus. That's all I'm saying.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been so awesome.
But William and his dog pit found, you know, have denied claims, and they're so good at denying claims, and they've got this predictability thing, and
not even denying claims, but they're actually denying coverage,
which they can't do.
Which
they could deny claims, not they can't cancel your coverage,
right?
So it doesn't work that way.
But they are.
But they
in
are.
The movie.
In the movie. Because movie.
Because movie.
So he's taken, along with many of his employees. First one being, he wakes up with the janitor, right?
Yes.
Is that who it was? Who smokes and just isn't healthy. And he... The first trap, I guess it is that they've got to hold in their breath. The one that can hold their breath, the more wins, basically.
Yes, because each time they breathe in their oxygen mask, these large metal vices are crushing them.
Which, hello, smoker, not going to be able to do so well. And he dies. Okay, great. Moving on to the next one is the secretary, which is, she's old, but she's got a family, and she's been with them forever, and she's not healthy. Or the young file clerk that's got no family. Well, he chooses the old secretary with family.
Yes.
Lets her live.
Yeah,
we know of. No, we see her later in the next movie.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes, we do.
She does live.
She does live. Yes.
Then we go to his lawyer, who.
Oh, by the way, bonus points: barbed wire noose. I love anything.
Oh, that was kind of cool. I forgot about that part. Sorry, I didn't mean to leave anything out. Oh, and he has to cause himself pain to save her too, doesn't he? By putting his finger, or is that later? I think he's got to cause himself pain for that one too, though. Point his hand and it cuts his hand. Pretty sure.
I mean, every single trap is you have to cause yourself pain in order to get out.
Yeah. But the next one's great because his lawyer's in this maze of like steam, like hot fucking steam. And the only way she can get past some of the steam is if he puts the steam on himself. Like, yes. He triggers it. And he can only do it for so long, so it often blasts her in the face. But she gets through the maze. But the problem is she's got to get the lock undone before the spike goes through her head. And the key is in William's side.
Yes.
Which he's going to get for her, but she goes after him with a fucking table saw to try to get it out of him.
Yeah, he ends up fighting her off until the device kills her.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Poor her.
His last test is his six subordinates.
The dog pit.
The dog pit.
It's too close to the Cleveland Athletics team for me. Just saying.
The dog pit, the dog pound, yeah. Except wildly different.
They celebrate differently, yes.
A little bit different, yeah. Look up the dog pound. You'll be amused. But anyway, they're all on like, what is that called?
It is a merry-go-round. It is from our child playground. Yes. It brought me back to my childhood so much until the shotgun. Well, that brought me back to my childhood too, but in a different way.
In a different way. Yes, absolutely.
But that Ferris wheel, yes, it's right off the playground. Mm-hmm. I love it. I mean, it's not like the most inventive thing, but it's cute. It's kind of got like a cute theme to it.
Sure.
Hey, anything with a playground is adorable.
So four of them die. He saves two of them from a mounted shotgun.
He can, and that's the trick from the beginning. He can only save two.
Right.
And he's got to pick the two, and they're all backbiting each other. I'm pregnant. No, she's not. I'm loyal to you. No, he's not. He's stealing from you. It's hysterical. It's kind of a funny trap.
It is a funny trap.
And he ends up saving two of the females.
Yeah.
He doesn't save Eddie Winslow.
Doesn't save Eddie
Winslow. I would have saved Eddie Winslow. Just saying.
It was funny because he was looking so familiar to me and I was like, I know this guy. Like, I know this guy. Didn't make the connection between Eddie Winslow. Then when you said it, I was like, oh shit, yeah.
Meanwhile, while this is going on, you've got a mother and a son in one room. Which, did you know who they were right up from the guard or no? Did you think they were his wife and son? You didn't care.
I didn't care.
At first, I thought it was his wife and son because she's like, we're in here because of your father. And in another room is the blonde reporter from the very beginning. Well, it ends up that the blonde reporter is William's sister.
Yep.
And the mother and son are actually somebody we see from earlier in the movie that is another person that William fucked over and gave his death sentence because he wouldn't do his treatment because of a fucking...
Because he made a mistake on his application form.
Yeah, from 30 years ago, he had some kind of surgery.
Yeah.
And he didn't remember to put it down, like some kind of dental surgery.
Yeah.
He had like gingivitis or something.
Right. Which leads to heart disease, which it does.
30 years ago.
Leads to heart disease, so therefore it's his fault that he's sick.
It's a pre-existing condition. That's like saying...
No, pre-existing conditions don't work like that either.
I know. That's like saying, I lost my foot to diabetes because I stubbed my toe 40 years ago.
Right.
It doesn't work that way.
No, it does not.
Just saying. Anyway, so this is the mother and son of that guy who died.
Who died, yes. And they are in a cage and they're trying to figure out how to get out. But really, they're only there because they're going to be the final judge, jury, and executioner for this guy.
Right. Meanwhile, Hoffman's back with Perez, Erickson, and a poor lab tech who's finally figured this shit out. And he just gives up all pretenses and stabs.
He stabs Erickson.
He uses the tech as a shield while Perez blindly shoots in a dark room.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Kills her. And then, yeah, he knives Perez. Then he brings Strom's hand, which he's had on ice in a cooler, just hanging around in the trunk of his car, because that's what you're supposed to do. Ask Jeffrey Dahmer. And he leaves it in the room and lights the whole room on fire. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Your cover's blown, dude.
Yeah.
Your cover's definitely fucking blown at this point. There are security cameras.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's not smart.
And there's all that back stuff. the back things. Like, he's the one that left the note for Amanda because Amanda was there when Gideon died. She was the one urging Cecil on to go rob Jill's clinic. I mean, all the who gives a fuck.
Yeah.
String board shit.
Mm-hmm. So William reaches the end of the path where the cages are, where he reunites with his sister, Pamela. Mm-hmm. And then he's confronted by Tara and Brent, the widow and son of the former client who succumbed to heart disease after he denied his coverage.
Oh, yeah. He's begging that wife. He remembers them. He's begging right. that widow.
And the audio tape informs Tara that she gets to decide whether he lives or dies. There's a lever in her cell connecting to tanks of hydrofluoric acid.
Mm-hmm.
And William and Pamela try to, like, convince them not to do it. But as the wife is crying, or the widow is crying.
And she says, I can't do it. I can't kill him.
Yeah. Well, at first she says, I can't live with myself not killing you because you'll do this to somebody else.
Right.
But then she says she can't do it. And then her son does it anyway.
I mean, he's already flicked the switches a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this cage, like half cage door slams down on William's back with all these needles. They inject the hydrofluoric acid. Mm-hmm. Hydrofluoric acid.
Hydrofluoric, yes.
And you see his body like kind of break apart where the fluoric acid goes. With hydrofluoric acid goes, it kind of like rips in half where the injection points are. So, and his body falls to the floor and everyone screams.
Interesting thing about hydrofluoric acid. It's used to make Prozac.
Interesting.
Yes.
And toothpaste.
And toothpaste.
I don't know about that.
No, not really.
Making that shit up as I go along.
No, it's highly corrosive. It would not be good toothpaste.
Well, that was that guy's problem. That's why he got the gingivitis. He was using hydrofluoric acid as toothpaste.
But they use, it's used to make fluorine-containing compounds like Prozac.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, William dies. Good, because mm-hmm. I'm not a fan. And Jill gets the jump on Hoffman, restrains him, and puts him in the reverse bear mask as he's the sixth envelope and Jigsaw's last wish, basically.
Yeah.
It's his favorite trap. So she puts Hoffman in Jigsaw's favorite trap. Unfortunately, though, he busts his hand, so he's able to get it out from the cuff and pry his... How he does that? He pushes his mouth guard into the bars
of the window of the door so that the mouth guard tries to snap open, but it hits the bars and he's saved.
Yeah, he's released.
And he manages to rip himself out of it, which like tears a huge gash in his cheek, but he escapes.
But he sews it up. We watch him sew it up later. Yeah. It's great. End movie. So what were your thoughts on this one?
I kind of liked it. Healthcare reform is a big deal to me working in the healthcare industry. And so like that kind of hit home for me. So I was a little bit more interested in what was going on in this one than in the previous ones. But like, I didn't really care for the traps.
Except for the barbed wire noose.
Except the barbed wire noose. That was my favorite. 'Cause I love barbed wire anything. Yeah, so that's what I thought.
Okay. Yeah, I like this one, too, because unlike the last couple, where it just felt like random fucking people in trap that had no connection to John, it's kind of going back to, like, the roots of Saw 1, where it actually has a connection to John directly.
Right, yeah.
You know, not like the people that burned down a house and right. or all those criminals that Detective Erickson, you know, forge their crime, like all that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Who gives a fuck?
Well, and the only problem I had with it though was just that like all these people were awful people and they deserved what they got. I mean, basically.
So are these people too, though?
No, mostly. That's what I'm saying.
In six, oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
In
yeah.
Six, they're all awful people, so you don't really care what happens to them.
No.
That's the only problem. There's no emotional stakes.
There's never any emotional stakes in these movies, though, I feel like. I don't have an emotional stake to anyone. The ones I had an emotional stake to was Amanda.
Yeah.
Maybe Jill, but I think that's because I think she's cute, and that's really it. Yeah, I don't feel a connection to many of these characters, honestly. I liked the barbed wire noose.
Yep.
Tricky to get on, though, without hurting yourself. Just saying, that takes talent. The maze was okay. It's like... Ugh.
Yeah.
I like the carousel just because it seems whimsical.
Yes.
It seems whimsical. That's all.
It reminds me of my younger days when after I was done with playgrounds, but I still enjoyed them. Yes. And I would still go to them regularly at night to play.
With guns. No, I'm just kidding. Not with guns.
Not with guns, but I would go there at night to play with my friends.
And then the last trap with the hydrofluoric acid just seems like, yeah, you ran out of time. You ran out of money. Okay, yeah. Fine, whatever. Don't give a shit about Hoffman. No. You know, what the fuck ever. Just catch,
Just kill him. I don't
horrible.
Care. Just
so horrible person.
Yeah, he's...
I never liked him from the beginning.
No, I didn't either. He's an asshole.
So, I actually like Jigsaw more than him, like, by a lot, so. Should we rate this one before we go to the next one, or do we rate both?
We rate both later.
At the end, okay. Mm-hmm. So, should we go on to the next one, then? All right. So, it's going to be Saw 7, which is Saw 3D, which is also Saw the Final Chapter, is that right?
That's right.
Okay. It was done in 2010, it was an R rating, an hour and 30 minutes long, and it got a 5.5 on the IMDb scale. What about the tomato meter?
So glad that you asked, because you see, the tomato meter is a green splotch at a fucking 9%. Critics' consensus, sloppily filmed, poorly acted, and illogically plotted, Saw 3D leaves viewers trapped in the most lackluster installment of the series.
Ooh.
Audience score much higher at a 41%.
I don't think this is the worst episode of the series by far.
No, I don't think so.
Do you want to do new cast additions for this one? I just added some people for this one.
So Carrie Elwes is back as Dr. Gordon. Bobby was Sean Patrick Flannery.
He's from the Boondock Saints, Powder, and Suicide Kings.
I've seen Powder.
You never seen Boondock Saints?
No.
We talked about that before, okay.
Gibson was Chad Danella.
He's from Final Destination, Disturbing Behavior, and Taken 3.
Joyce was Nina Holden.
It's another Final Destination alumni. This one's Final Destination 3, Aliens vs. Predators, and Avalanche Sharks.
Avalanche Sharks. I want to see that.
I figured you would. We got an honorable mention. Evan was Chester Bennington from Linkin Park.
No shit.
Rest in peace.
Aw, Chester.
Aw. Do you want a little summary?
I would love one of Carnage's famous 5-second summaries.
Fraud decides to fraud and things go awry.
Things go very awry. That's what you get when you lie, folks.
This movie starts a little hinky.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot more fucking traps in this movie.
Yeah, there are.
So this one starts off like the Macy's Thanksgiving parade in front of a big glass window.
Yeah.
I have questions. Why? That's my biggest question. Why is it a window display of a Saw trap?
It's a home improvement storefront.
But why, though?
I don't fucking know.
They're not
know.
Selling saws. Well, I mean, saws aren't on sale.
It's a home improvement store.
I don't give a fuck. I mean,
they sell saws there.
I know, but why put these people on display? Like, every other trap has been
in a warehouse
in private. In private until the police find it,
right?
And then you hear about the reports later. Why is this one like a public display, like Chris Angel in a box? That's all I'm asking. But it's Brad and Ryan and their two-time girlfriend Dina. And they've got to decide who's going to die to save Dina. Well, they decide no one's going to die to save Dina, and Dina's going to die.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the song.
They let Dina die.
Men. Dina's every time. Dead.
Bros before hoes.
Every time.
Men are awful.
Chicks before dicks. So there you go.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not. Anyway.
No, I mean, I was saying when I said men are awful.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding. I mean, some of them are, but.
So that starts our little movie off, And we go back to the Hoffman and Jill talk, who Jill goes into protective custody. She finds a new cop because there's always a fucking new cop every Saw. And this one's Gibson. He's internal affairs and he's going to get Hoffman.
Sure he is.
Yeah. I just can't. I can't. You know, it goes into, it spreads into a couple places. So first, you've got this Bobby, who,
sorry,
no problem. He's in this survivalist group where you've got Carrie Elwes, like Dr. Gordon. You've got the secretary from the last movie. And you got Malik from the fifth movie. I mean, you've got other ones. Simone from the last movie that have all survived. And he's basically, you know, a lead of this. And he's running talk shows. And he survived Jigsaw. And it's all a big scam. He's a fucking fraud.
He's a fraud. He's never been in a Jigsaw trap. But he tells everybody that he is.
Well, he's gonna fucking be. Because him, his wife, and all his disciples... his lawyers, PR people, his best friend, they're all taken.
Yep.
Meanwhile, before his trap starts off, there's another trap in a garage. And it's Evan, who's a white supremacist, his girlfriend and two friends. Mm-hmm. They all fail their trap and they all die. But basically, it's like kind of like a red herring for the cops to get them to that location. Yeah. Because they want the cops, like Hoffman wants the cops there and distracted. Mm-hmm. While this is going on. And Hoffman's got a back secret room where he's watching them the whole time. He's tapped into the police station. He's done all this stuff that Hoffman's not that smart of a man.
No.
There's no fucking way he could have done. He's like Superman. Mm-hmm. No. I'm sorry. Maybe if Jigsaw was still alive, he could have tapped it. Like, John Kramer was a smart, intelligent engineer.
Also, why put his wife in a trap? She didn't know anything. Bobby Dagan,
oh, self-help group. No, I know. No, I agree.
Why? She didn't do anything.
But she was married to it, the lie.
She didn't know
Hoffman.
It was a lie.
Hoffman's a piece of shit. Like Amanda said, and I agree with Amanda on this, he's a fucking knuckle dragger. That is what Hoffman is. And that's why I can't buy a lot of this bullshit. He is not smart enough to do most of this stuff.
Yeah, that's for sure.
He needed the help. And he did not have the help. Because as we find out later, the highest minion of the group, he didn't know about. So he'd been working solo since John and Amanda died. There's no fucking way you could have pulled any of this off. Like, we're going into the stratosphere of Hoffman's smarts.
Is he a fucking engineer? I mean, come the fuck
He's
on.
He's not. And maybe John designed all these, but I still call bullshit for half the stuff that he does.
Yeah.
Like, even knifing people. I don't think he's got the abilities to do that. Like, killing people with a knife. Like, I don't know. Maybe he could kill somebody with a gun. The one shot he does where he gets the guy clear through the eye. I mean, that's marksmanship. I don't know. He seems too stupid. Let's be honest.
I mean, that's just hand-eye coordination. It's not like it takes intelligence to be good at shooting.
Well, he's just not. He abducts a whole gang of white supremacists. What does he do? Gas them in the car? I mean, how does he get all four of them? Like, he can't be in, like, five places at once.
No, he can't. He has no help, and he manages to do all this stuff. It doesn't make any sense. It's all bullshit.
Now we're getting to, like, the Michael Myers, like...
like killer magic.
Yes, very much so, because this is all fucking bullshit.
But that doesn't work for this movie. Killer magic does not work for the Saw movies.
No, because the whole premise is behind this. It's supposed to be average man.
Right.
I mean, average man with higher intelligence than John was.
Well, like, John was an engineer.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
There you go.
Hoffman doesn't have killer magic. No. He is not Michael Myers.
No.
He's not. A Neanderthal in a poorly... fitted suits. That's all I'm saying. That's what he is. And I would go to my grave saying that. Just saying. Anyway. So everyone knows he's fucking responsible for everything after that massacre at the fucking police station. They put Jill in protective custody. They're trying to find Hoffman. He's got half the staff at the fucking junkyard. The other half of the staff finds where Bobby is. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to go through Bobby's traps and we'll get to the end where the police are. I know. We'll go through it quickly. The first trap is his PR person where she's got the key in her stomach and he's got it's attached to a fish hook. And he's got to get the fish hook out of her stomach.
Yeah. Which is like, so it's got to rip through organs and like her trachea and...
For those of you who've never seen a fish hook, it's barbed on both ends. That's how it sticks in the fish.
Yeah.
It's not barbed. Like, some people think it's barbed on one end. It's barbed on both ends.
It's barbed on both, yeah.
That'd be fucking painful. And he's like, if you shut your mouth, we could have done it. Bitch, it's gonna hurt.
Have you ever seen any of the Jackass movies?
I have not, because I'm not a jackass.
Well, there's one where one of the guys actually sticks a giant, like, shark fish hook, like, through his cheek and goes in the water to be, like, he's, like, a guy dangling on a hook. He really does it.
It's fucking really, morons.
It's really hard to watch.
Johnny Knoxville's hard to watch.
It might have been him. I don't know if it was him or if it was... I can't remember which
Steve-O
one it was.
Or somebody, yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember which one it was. I just remember... I'll never forget seeing him do that to himself and
they fucking really
did
it. That's the best part. It's not like
It's not like it was fake for a movie. No, he really fucking did that. Yeah.
Those are the best named movies ever because they are fucking jackasses. I mean, it just is.
I like, have you seen the Eliza Schlesinger show?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Female Jackass?
No, I haven't seen that one. I just love her as a comedian.
She's so funny.
I just love her.
You should see her show. It's hilarious.
Okay, I'll have to check that
it's
out.
It's on Netflix.
Okay. I'll check that out for sure then.
Yeah.
Because I have Netflix. For now.
For now. Just kidding. I know I keep saying I'm going to cancel Netflix and I haven't yet.
Let's see here. So that's the PR person. Meanwhile, every time he fails at a test, the chain on his wife Joyce's neck pulls her closer to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he fails to rescue Nina. Susan is his lawyer.
Does he successfully save anyone?
No, he does not.
Okay, I didn't
He's
think
the
so.
Only one that doesn't ever successfully save anyone.
He's pathetic.
He's horrible. Yeah. His lawyer gets stabbed through the eye and the mouth with sprockets because he can't withstand the pain. Like, and that's the thing. He can't withstand the pain to protect her. His best friend gets hung because he can't guide him closer. Like, the guy's blindfolded, and he's got a beckon. And this is the one I was talking about. His best friend is blindfolded across a room that's got no floor. It just has, like, planks.
Yeah.
And Bobby's got to kind of direct him to him closer and then throw a key to a blindfolded man to untie himself in 60 seconds.
That'll work.
I mean, it's set up to fail.
Yeah.
But you and I would definitely fail at this. Even if we had an hour, you would fail me, I feel like. I'm just saying. You'd be like, take a step to your left. And I'd take a step to my left. You'd be like, oh, shit, I meant right. And I'd already be dead.
Yeah.
I can see that happening.
Yeah.
But like, whoops, I meant right. I meant your other left.
It's called severe ADHD. Yes. I can't tell left from right. I would kill you.
You'd be like, go right now. Oh, look, a box. And I'd run out of time. Teasing, of course. I'd probably do the same to you, though, so.
Thanks.
Something shiny in the floor. Go get it. Whoops. Anyway, so we finally get to Joyce, and he's got to pull out his molars to get the combination of the room she's in.
Yes, to get into the room she's in.
More magic, because how the fuck did Hoffman get those numbers etched on his molars? Did he, like, pay a dentist to do it? Be like, hey, next time he goes in for his fillings, just etch some numbers on his molars for me, will you? I got $1,000 in it for you. Like, what the fuck? So he does that. He manages to do that. But then he doesn't manage to do the one trap that he's always claimed he could do, which is stick two hooks in his pectoral muscles and winch himself up.
Just by his muscles. And he says this is what happened to him. And Jigsaw's like, you're full of shit. But you know what? You said you did it. So it should be easy for you, right? And he's like, oh, God. And he doesn't do it in his pectorals. He does it through his skin.
Skin, yeah. Which it rips right through.
Which, like, he gets about halfway up, and then it just rips right through his skin, and he falls down. And then she gets trapped in a, like, person-sized furnace, which then cooks her alive.
And you want one of those. Human soup.
Yummy.
I do like that John met the guy. He went to Bobby's book signing.
Yes.
He's like, I just want your signature. He's so badass. He's so badass there. Mm-hmm. I just love John. Fucking love John, man.
John and Amanda.
John and Amanda.
The best.
I don't think that was the point of these movies, but that's where I'm headed.
And Dr. Gordon. Love Dr. Gordon because he's Carrie Elwes.
Yes. Well, so we're done with Bobby and his game. We don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, I don't give a fuck about him or his wife at this point. SWAT team is where he's at, and before this ends, it's kind of all happening simultaneously, this part. SWAT team is at the place where Bobby and his wife are, but they get locked in a room, and they get gassed, although they've got gas masks on.
They're wearing gas masks,
I don't
fucking they're
understand
like, gas,
that.
And they start trying to get out of the room, and then they all die, and it's like...
They're wearing gas masks.
You're wearing gas masks. What the fuck is going on?
Plot hole. Plot hole. Big plot hole. And then Hoffman... Gibson found the secret room in Hoffman's, like, mechanic, the junkyard. And inside there's a turret gun that fucking kills all of them. He makes the phone call to one of the techs saying, hey, get all the cops there now.
Yeah.
But before she can call out, she gets killed by mm-hmm. Hoffman, who's already there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, turret gun kills Gibson. All the cops are with him. And then Hoffman kills everyone. he set off an explosion in the junkyard while all the cops are there, and he's chained bodies with one of the body bags, and that's how he got into the morgue.
Mm-hmm.
And he manages to kill the coroner, who was kind of a dick to him the last movie.
Yeah.
Well, I know the difference between blades because I studied all the Jigsaw.
Well, kind of I don't know. I kind of thought the coroner was justified in being a dick because Hoffman was being a dick to him.
No, I will. I'm just saying he was a dick to him, so he kind of finally got to kill him like he wanted to. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
Killed everyone else there. Got to Jill. Gets Jill. Reverse bear trap. Kills Jill.
Kills Jill with the reverse bear trap. Yep. Which triggers a new chain of events because Jigsaw intended, or John intended, for his wife to be okay.
Yeah, to live.
He had a plan for if this did not happen correctly. If something happened to her, he had a plan.
Which
he had other agents that Hoffman didn't know about.
Which Hoffman goes back and destroys the warehouse. He sets it on fire. And as he's leaving, he's taken by three men in pig masks.
And then a fourth man comes out of the shadows.
It's three. Two grab him, and the one comes out of the shadows.
Oh, whatever.
Because the first two are Brian and...
So then it's not three men. It's two men come out of the... Two men grab him, and then a third man comes out of the shadows and pulls off his pig mask. Do you want to reveal it, or can I?
Go ahead. You're so excited about it.
It's Cary Elwes, Dr. Gordon. He's one of Jigsaw's disciples.
And he was tasked with protecting Jill.
Yes.
Which he failed.
Yes, he did.
So now he's got to kill himself. No, I'm just kidding.
No, now he's got to kill Hoffman.
Which he poetically puts him in the bathroom where Gordon was first in his trap. Mm-hmm. But he takes away the hacksaw. He doesn't leave him anything but dead bodies and a dead foot.
He takes the hacksaw and flings it down the hallway.
The 3D effect.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that Hoffman is stuck with two dead bodies and a dead foot.
And yum.
Yum. And he closes the game and says game over. And
okay.
He closes the door, I mean, and says game over and locks him in there.
That would have been perfect.
That was such a great ending to the whole series. It should have stopped right there.
It should have stopped there. I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen the next movie yet. Neither of us have seen the next two movies. I know Spiral is completely different. It's Chris Rock, so I'm taking this. But the series should have ended here.
Mm-hmm.
Just fucking should have.
Yeah, it should have.
It was a great ending. That ending made up for the rest of the movie.
It did.
And all the murder magic that Hoffman did. Because Hoffman's finally, hopefully, dead. God, please let him be dead. Please. He's such a horrible person.
I hate him.
Anyway. Yes, that was a great ending. Yeah, that was Brad and Ryan. The two pigmen that were with him.
Brad and Ryan?
Uh-huh, the two guys at the Home Depot store or the Home Improvement store.
Beginning.
It's in the commentary. They don't reveal him, but it's in the commentary. That's the two of them. They're helping Gordon.
Cool.
Yeah, so...
Yes, because for some reason, everybody who survives these traps are all like, he helped me. And I'm like, no, you would not say that. You would be traumatized and you would have PTSD possibly. But the last thing you would be saying is, this was a great experience and I'm glad I went through it. No, you would not say that.
No, yeah, no.
No one would say that.
And I don't think I'd join his cause either. Like, no. I'd be like, can I be your disciple?
No.
Yes, let me help you do this to other people because that seems like a great idea.
Ugh.
Fuckers. Okay. Thoughts. Other thoughts on this other than there was a great ending for the series if it had ended there.
That was like the only part of the movie I liked was the ending.
Yeah. It seemed like overkill.
Yeah.
And I know it's supposed to be because of the 3D and there's going to be more action and more bodies flying out of cars and things throwing at, you know, like we didn't see it in 3D. So I'm sure it would have been different.
Yeah.
Did we ever talk about the one 3D movie we did see? It was such a fucking disappointment. You remember that?
Oh, yes. The Harry Potter.
Did we ever talk about that?
We did talk about that. Such yes. How it was like 5 minutes of 3D and we paid all this money for a fancy IMAX ticket for the 3D experience. And then it was literally 5 minutes.
It was, yeah. The room of, not, what was it? The Hall of Mysteries.
Yep.
Yeah, I like the ending. Like, I could have dealt with all, like, the SWAT team didn't have to die. Unnecessary. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't care about any of these people because we don't know about anybody. But it's just like... Let's just add to the kill count to be one of the higher killers. That's all it seemed like. It was just death for death's sake. It wasn't for anything purposeful.
Right.
Like, I appreciate the deaths in the morgue in that area to get to Jill. That was necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Killing the cops at the auto plant, not necessary. Killing the SWAT team, not necessary.
Yeah.
Should have fucking killed Bobby. left him alive. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Pointless. He should have died. Give him some of that fucking nerve gas. The traps this time, they weren't that impressive. The only one I really liked was Kale's, the best friends, where he had to guide him and he just fucking failed completely. But the other two were like, kind of over this personal torture thing.
Yeah. I didn't enjoy any of the traps this time.
There's no anticipation. There's no...
no emotional stakes.
Right. Will he or won't he? The only one that I felt like maybe they could do it was the Kale one. That's the only one I cared about. Mm-hmm. Didn't care about the wife. Like, oh, poor girl. And then they put her in a furnace. And I was like, well, that seems like overkill. It just seemed like a lot of overkill.
A lot of overkill. Yeah.
But I love the ending.
The ending was great.
You want to rate this one? Or we should rate both, actually.
Yeah, we got to rate both.
All right. So first one. Hit me with it.
Sussex?
Yes.
Let's see. I'm going to give Sussex a 4.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually went up.
Yeah, I'm surprisingly going up too. That one, I'm going to go about a 5.263.
Mm-hmm.
It was better than the last ones. I had lost all hope.
Yeah.
And it got better and I'm kind of surprised. So.
Yeah.
How about Saw 7?
Saw 7's hard because I only liked the ending. So I'm going to say it gets a 2.
Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I like that. If I could give the ending anything, it was a perfect ending to the series.
Right. And but. It would get higher if they had stopped the series there.
Well, that's true too. The rest of it. Fuck, I'm going to go like a 4.13. Didn't care about any of those people. Only cared about Jill.
Mm-hmm.
Hoffman got her in the end.
Yeah.
But then I like that Hoffman got his in the end. So I like that part too. So I got to rate it a little bit higher than the last one, like the 5, because 5 was horrible. So
5 was so horrible.
All right. Should we pimp and get the fuck out then?
Sure.
Bring it to last next week's and bring it to a close next week.
Sounds good. Right. We'll be ending Sawtober next week with Jigsaw and Spiral. But for now, we are going to say goodbye. And thanks for listening. But if you'd like to get in contact with us, we are on social media. We have, we are at Podcast at Night on Facebook. We have a Facebook group. And we have, Twitter and Instagram, which is where we do most of our promotion, but the Facebook group is a lot of fun. So you should join us there too. What else do I usually say? Oh, we are part of the Morbidly Beautiful Podcast Network. Morbidlybeautiful.com is your place for all things horror. And they have a great podcast network. So go check them out and see if there's any other shows that you enjoy. I'm sure you'll find something you like. We would really appreciate a review if you have not done so yet. Anywhere you listen is just fine. We just... really appreciate reviews because I haven't checked in a while if we've had any, but they help get us more listeners. So we always appreciate reviews. And it takes, you know, like 5 minutes. You don't have to write a book. Just say something nice, please.
We like nice things.
We also have a merch store if you've got some cash to flash. So that'll be linked in the show notes. You can head over there and check out all our merch. And that is it for me. So I just want to say thanks from Chaos and stay bloodthirsty, friends.
And good night from Carnage. And as always, we're filmed in front of a live studio audience of nosy fucking little cats.
Goodbye.